Hi, all. This is the podcast Miracles Manifesting. Welcome. So, how is everyone doing? I have a little story I want to share this week. I call it The Bee and the Drum. So, the other day, I joined a community drum circle. And I drummed a little bit, and I stepped up to these two larger drums. I've forgotten what they're called, unfortunately, the name of the type of drum, and they're usually played with a stick that is wrapped on the end, so it's softer. So I had a stick in each hand, and I stepped up to the drums, and I noticed that there was a bee, a honeybee, on the right drum in front of me. And I started playing, and I found something so amusing about the situation somehow, because the bee didn't immediately fly off. And now I hope that the bee wasn't sick, because that could certainly have been a factor in the whole thing. There's a large population, a large percentage of the population of honeybees is struggling right now on any number of levels. But certainly when it comes to health and well-being. So, but I didn't think of that right away. I just thought that the bee was, you know, staying because it had the choice of either flying away or staying, and it chose to stay. So I was drumming, and I thought, I wonder what this bee's experience is right now. Is the drumming just a tower moment in this bee's life, you know, shaking it to its core, like in a good way? Healing vibrations. I mean, was it like this total epiphany? Was the bee having a spiritual experience? Now, there was another drummer to the right who was playing her djembe, and she noticed the bee. And she eventually reached over and brushed the bee off. And in kind of a swift, decisive way that looked, from the outside, through my eyes, looked dismissive or even a little mean. Now, the point of the story is, as it happened, I thought, I don't know if I really liked the way she handled that bee. And just brushed the bee away. You know, why didn't she let the bee be? And I had a twinge of frustration. Now, what is interesting to me is being able to see different viewpoints of how this was experienced by the two of us, the two humans involved, right? And what we thought the bee's experience was. So with me, I'm thinking it's all good. I'm thinking, oh, the bee's somehow enjoying this, or else they'd fly away. You know, I was really, actually, I was happy to be playing the drums with like a honeybee hanging out as a little buddy. And I thought it was good. I was thinking of somehow like a positive effect on the well-being of the honeybee. And I didn't think that my neighbor, the woman playing the djembe, I thought she just saw the bee and was like irritated and, you know, brushed it away. But she could have been thinking, oh my gosh, this poor bee, this, you know, I need to help this bee. This poor thing is getting, you know, rattled by the drum, and brushed it away in a very matter of fact, you know, maybe she thought it was like a matter of fact manner. And she thought, wow, I'm like, why didn't the drummer, referring to me, right? Why didn't she, you know, take care of this bee? Why is she drumming with this bee on her drum? Poor thing. You know, I don't know. But the point that I'm trying to make is that perhaps we each thought we knew what was best for the bee, and it was at opposing ends of the spectrum, right? So I was thinking, I was thinking that this woman wasn't particularly caring for the bee, and she might have been thinking I wasn't particularly caring for the bee, and we might have been frustrated with each other. I don't know, but that's the thing. So it just, I guess what I'm getting to is in reflecting on what happened, I thought to myself, oh, you know what? She might have really cared about the bee and wanted the bee to like get out of the situation. And so she took whatever action she thought was best for the well-being of the bee. And I didn't see it that way. I thought it as like kind of a frustrated, more aggressive than the bee would have liked, like swiping the bee away. So, but it's all perspective. It's all perspective, and it's all like the lenses that we wear, and everyone is having their own individual experience when it comes to all situations. So whatever situation is happening, people see it differently, people misunderstand or understand or perceive or conclude or whatever, XYZ, based on their history, based on subconscious, based on their childhood, based on if they're having a good day or a bad day, based on how they're feeling in the moment, if they've eaten, you know, what's happening chemically in the body, any number of things, right? Perceptions like, prejudices in the mind. So that's why it's really important for us all to put in the effort and the energy to stay calm and balanced as much as possible in a healthy way. Really care for ourselves, and that is part of the self-love and the self-forgiveness and self-acceptance that is necessary for living a best life. And so what else did I want to say? I think it's really important to understand, to take the time to understand that people might be seeing things or understanding things in different ways. You know, life is complicated. Life is complicated. And everyone is an enigma, and everyone's an enigma, period. So life is a mystery. And just, you know, we do as best we can to navigate and steer ourselves through choppy waters to calmer waters, right? And yes, again, this is about self-love. So What is another important tip I could give about self-love? What helped me? And again, I want to remind listeners that I am either fortunate or unfortunate enough to have gone through many intense and what's the word I'm looking for? Not just intense, but like severe ups and downs in life. And like, you know, I've experienced one end of the spectrum in one way and one end of the spectrum in another way. I mean, like in terms of, say, like money. Growing up, I actually grew up in a household that was upper middle class, but, you know, wealthy, living in pretty wealthy neighborhoods, actually, until my father got laid off and my family was financially struggling. And so just like as a teenager, I kind of rode that roller coaster of having the experience of having money and then having the experience of not having money. And in my life, it's actually gotten quite severe. I mean, and I also had, you know, I inherited hundreds of thousands of dollars from my grandfather, and when my grandfather passed and then when my mother passed, and spent that money working on myself and healing myself and going back to school, etc., etc. But I did spend the money, which I do not regret, because I am in a much better place now. I mean, ultimately, I really used it for my highest good, so I'm okay with it. But I have gone through great financial difficulty since then too, with, you know, there's that expression about like barely having two coins to like rub together. I mean, seriously. So I do understand. I know what it's like to have that fear of not having money. And it is a terrible thing. It really, really is. Now, one thing that really helped me through these difficulties in life, and that goes not only with money, but that goes with like romance and power, you know, like feeling empowered versus feeling helpless, and so just runs the gamut, right? My life experiences. So one thing that really helped me is connecting with what I call God, universal energy, source and spirit, and this is a higher power. So I truly want to encourage everyone to form that relationship and or strengthen that relationship. And it can be through nature, through art, through music, what have you. It's the energy. It's the energy that, you know, it's part of like, what is it, Einstein's theory of relativity or something. But it's like this energy that just exists, that is in everything, that, you know, helps to run the universe. It's in us. It cannot be created or destroyed, and it endures. And it's love. It's the power of love. Love is the most powerful energy in the universe. And I think, you know, referencing God, God is shorthand for good. And God is the love that goes by many names. So start researching, do what you can to keep, you know, to either discover that or keep strengthening it, form a conversation, ask for signs and guidances, look for the signs and guidances, receive the signs and guidances. Hey, you're on your way. And when it comes to finances and things, I do, it's such a tough situation, but what I have experienced in my own life is that frustration does lead to motivation, which leads to action, and the universe rewards action. And I always like reach for hope. I think it's really, really important to always have hope. Like the line, what's that line in the Shawshank Redemption? It's like hope. Hope never dies, or you know, love. Good things don't die. Maybe hope is the best of those things, or something like that. I'm sorry, I'm not getting it right. But hope is so important, right? Having that light, having that spark, being able to ignite again from within, keep the fire lit in our hearts. And I have found that even in very financially dire situations, I have faith that something will come through, something will turn the situation around, you know, and I specifically connect with God, universal energy, and I, historically, things have happened exactly like that. And so now, when I'm experiencing financial anxiety, I just think, well, what, you know, the best thing that the more likely outcome that will happen in the future, I mean, the best, what I can base that on, right? We don't really know ever how it's going to turn out, but I can always look to my past, how it turned out in the past. And you know what? It's always been okay. It's always been okay. It's always worked out some way, somehow, or another. So I rely on that in helping to keep my faith strong in how things will work out for the future. And that has its own, you know, the power of positive thinking and everything. There is something to that, because when faced with a very difficult situation, when you think positively, when you think of the cans and the opportunities, or like working towards a breakthrough, right? Making connections, looking for resources, asking for help, but thinking positively about it versus thinking like quote unquote negatively about it. You know, the declarations that we can make to ourselves. Oh, what's the point? Never works out. You know, yada yada. I don't really like even voicing it, because the energy, I start to feel so gross. I just feel sick even saying those things, right? And that's what I think about in terms of the power of positive thinking. It's like when you're faced with a situation that is very difficult, why not fill it with more positive affirmations and thoughts and faith? Because that, it's kind of like a no-brainer. At least we're helping to keep ourselves healthy, right? By staying open to positive possibility. But by being like negative and saying frustrated and gloomy and glum and fearful and anxious things or whatever, it affects our bodies, like straight up. It makes everything worse by affecting our health negatively. I mean, that is just surfacey stuff. That is a fact. So I've always thought, well, when you're contemplating, like you have these two ways of going, might as well go positive. At least stay neutral. But don't go negative, because that makes everything worse. Not only like the health in one's body, but like the whole environment, right, around the individual. And so yeah, the power of positive thinking. There's so much more to it, but it's fascinating, and I think there's something to it. So prayer, positive thinking, having faith, and it sounds so trite, doesn't it? But I have lived through very, very difficult times, and I have received benefit and comfort from the power of prayer and the power of positive thinking. And I am here to say I can conclusively state that it has affected me and my life in positive ways. So I just try to put out there what I think can be helpful to others, and reminding people to, you know, we're all on our own paths, we're all looking for our own guidance, you know, how to, we're looking for guidance that can help us along our path. So look for light, look for like the light within, you know, like keep our fires within stoked with inspiration and love and compassion and hope. And then we can light our lantern with the fires from our hearts, and that can help light our way. And then we look to the stars above and the celestial objects in the sky, like the moon, to help light our path. And then there's the sun, and that is light. That is light and health and whole happiness and the energy that feeds everything. It all works together in a lovely dance. So I hope that this podcast has enlightened you and given you some spark of inspiration. And thank you very much for going on this little mini journey with me as I babble. Stay tuned for more, and until next week, be safe and well. Thanks.